Welcome to What's Eric Eating? Culture Map's bi-weekly look at all things Houston bars and restaurants. I'm your host, Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is the show where I have a conversation with people in the food world I think you'll want to hear from. They are two of the people behind one of the more exciting new bars to open in Houston this year. Let me introduce y'all separately so people can hear your voices. Travis Tober, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do not adjust your radios. That is my gravelly voice, and that's how it's like it has been since I've been 15.
Carol Hardwick, thanks for doing this.
Hello. Thank you. I'm excited. My voice is a little less gravelly than Tober's.
And I should say, you're both here representing Nickel City, the new bar that just opened in the East End. Travis, you're the founder of Nickel City, and Carol, you are the general manager.
I am, and he is.
All right. So we've got that squared away. Travis, let me start with you. Just tell me a little bit about your history in the bar business, because I know when we talked before Nickel City opened, you said that you had been kind of on the brand side, traveling around the country and the world, and that sort of influenced how you got to the point of wanting to open a place. So tell me a little bit about your time in the bar business.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time. I'm going to date myself. So, I mean, I've been basically only in the bar business or liquor and booze related for since I've been 19. You know, it's the one thing I've always loved. My mom owned a little dive bar, is even the word, just like a little beer and pool hall joint. Back when I was younger, so I like poured my first draft beer at the age of 13. The bar shut down now, so we can say that, you know, nobody's getting in trouble here. But, you know, it's the only thing I've ever known. You know, I started out as a line cook at Roadhouse Grill back in the day. That definitely dates me. You know, cutting baked potatoes and dropping fries and, you know, worked my way up. You know, I just fell in love with the bar and restaurant industry. You know, started in Buffalo, New York, Nickel City. That is what Nickel City is named after, is my hometown of Buffalo, New York. And, you know, kind of moved down to Florida in 2000. Was out there for a while. Went out to Vegas in like 2003 and, you know, kind of fell in love with cocktails. You know, I noticed that I was getting older and everybody was getting younger behind the bar. So I needed to really up my game and try to do that. And, you know, started taking on and self-studying cocktails and learning that. And, you know, was able to work with Ruth's Chris Steakhouse as the first national chain to do scratch cocktails, fresh squeezed juice daily, and concentrating on classic cocktails, and got to open up about 20 different Ruth's Chris steakhouses and retrains and stuff like that with them. You know, I was in Vegas, loved it, you know, decided this is, you know, obviously at this point was what I really, really wanted to do, and decided to move to Texas to make it happen. I literally Googled best states to open up a bar in, and Texas popped up. You know, and I drove through when I was moving from Florida to Vegas and kind of fell in love with Texas as we all do. And, you know, as the saying goes, I wasn't born here, but I got here as soon as I could.
All right, Carol, how about you? I mean, where have you kind of worked around town? What kind of led you to Nickel City?
I actually knew Tober from Fort Worth. I was a regular at his bar. And I loved it. And I moved here to Houston. And he said, you know, I'm opening up one in Houston. And I said, I'll go see you there. And then I ended up coming down here working for a fine dining steakhouse. And we had a rum bar inside our kitchen. And he showed up at my bar one day. And I got excited. And I was like, let me show you around. And then he said, hey, you should work for me. If Tober asks, you say yes.
If only everybody else said that.
All right. So tell me a little bit about opening the first Nickel City in Austin, because it is this kind of, you know, nobody opens a dive bar, right? That's not how dive bars work. But you did kind of take this, you call it Rust Belt chic, this like East Coast mm-hmm. aesthetic, and apply it to Texas. So tell me a little bit about kind of developing that concept. I mean, of all the styles of bar you could have opened, what was it about what you came up with that sort of spoke to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, to readdress your previous question, yeah, for my previous life before Nickel City, for I 6 years, I was the national brand ambassador, or 5 years, I was the national brand ambassador and international brand ambassador for Aviation Gin. So literally, it was my job to travel the world, talk to bartenders, go to bars, enjoy some of the best food. I think I went to 40 different countries with them, and I was blessed to do that. And no matter where I was, it didn't matter if it was in Singapore, if it was in London, if it was in, you know, San Diego, we always went to the great cocktail bars, you know, the good restaurant bars. And at the end of the day, we would always end up at a dive bar, a neighborhood joint, you know what I mean? And just having a beer and a shot, and all the other bartenders I met throughout the night would come meet us up and we'd have drinks. And no matter where I was, it was kind of universal that, like, you know, quote unquote, the dive bar happened. So, you know, at this point in 2017, you know, or 2016, when I started concepting it, you know, we were still in that, you know, kind of twirly mustache, you know, high-end cocktail bar. And it wasn't, you know, you had to go to these places to seek it. Not everybody had a well-executed cocktail menu, you know, and it was kind of like an, you know, an aha moment of mine. I walked into this bar in Chicago called Best Intentions. And I was like, this is amazing. This is exactly what I want to do. And, you know, we did it. You know, we decided, you know, we took over a legendary dive bar in Austin called the Long Branch, and we took it over. And it's like, you know, there's a saying that said, you know, there were dive bar bathrooms and there's Long Branch bathrooms, and Long Branch bathrooms were way worse. And, you know, we didn't want to, you know, again, we begged, borrowed, and pleaded from friends. You know, our initial budget to open the bar was less than $500,000. And that included, you know, an $80,000 key fee, you know, just to get the lease. So we kind of just, you know, DIY'd it and made it happen. And, you know, it was just honestly a lot of dumb luck, perfect timing, where, you know, people were, you know, wanting cocktails everywhere and they wanted to go, you know, late night. We've always been a champion for the industry. We cater to, you know, chefs, cooks, bartenders first. And then we really do truly believe that the word will spread throughout that organically, and people will come. And, you know, we've never called ourselves a dive bar. We are always lumped in with a dive bar, and I'm totally fine with that. You know, we very strategically never, as a staff, call ourselves a dive bar. We're a neighborhood bar. And we don't mention the word cocktail anywhere on the menu or anywhere in there. You know what I mean? Like, we sell a shit ton of beer and shots. We also sell a lot of Negronis. We sell a hell of a lot of frozen Irish coffee. So we're kind of want to be the everything for everybody bar.
All right. I don't want to get too in the weeds on this, but since I know you know Houston bars a little bit, on a scale, like, where does the Long Branch bathroom fit in with either a Poison Girl bathroom or a Grand Prize bathroom?
Honestly, surprisingly enough, worse. Like, a lot worse. It was, I mean, for me to notice how bad it is, it's pretty damn bad. And those are two, first off, two of my most favorite bars in Houston, by the way. And those are some pretty bad bathrooms.
Yeah, I say that with love. I enjoy drinking at both of those establishments. I just don't like using their restrooms. Carol, I guess tell me a little bit about kind of making that transition from, you know, a fine dining steakhouse to a neighborhood bar, a dive bar, whatever you want to call it. What's it been like for you to kind of get on board with this concept?
Well, I used to work at a club back in the day, so it was a little bit easier. But the hardest transition is I consistently want to tell people, oh, pardon me. Oh, it is right this way. Let me show you. And I can just now I can just be like, hey, yeah, it's right over there. You need the restroom, that door right there. And whereas, like, before I would have to, like, grab their hand and physically walk them to wherever. My language gets to be a little bit less pristine. I've dropped a couple F-bombs and nobody looks at me weird. You know, four stone drop. That's fantastic. That's the word I'm talking about, obviously. Fantastic. Honestly, it's pretty cool. My t-shirt collection is now finally getting to see the light of day. So I do still wear a pair of heels while I bartend, though.
I mean, that's just a commitment to professionalism. I can appreciate that.
It's hard, but I'll do it. I'll carry a big bucket of ice and a pair of heels.
Travis, tell me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned you sell a lot of beer and you sell a lot of beer, you sell a lot of shots, but I mean, you also have an incredible back bar of high-end whiskey, good tequila, thoughtful cocktails. So tell me about kind of building out this beverage program that you've put together for Nickel City.
Yeah, I've always kind of been, you know, I mean, like, it's kind of the term, you know, I kind of call it like the in and out term, right? There's five things on the menu. You know, we're known for whiskey, for sure. We have, I think, you know, in Austin, for sure, we have about 350 SKUs of whiskey from around the world, obviously all the allocated ones, but it's like just some fun stuff from like homies in like, you know, Denver or wherever that we're at, you know, people that I know. And we really try to champion, you know, obviously we pour a lot of Maker's Mark, pour a lot of Jim Beam, but we also try to champion some of the smaller brands out there, especially, you know, with tequila, mezcal and stuff like that. So, you know, everything, we like playing in the sandbox with everybody. Our focus is whiskey. Obviously, as you know, there's a huge, huge upturn in agave sales and really well-made agave. So, you know, I myself even made the conscious effort, like, we're going to have a little, you know, before it used to be only whiskey on the back bar and the agave was down low. We're actually having a little whole, not a little, I mean, it's probably 30 or 40 bottles when it's all said and done of a really, really good tequila selection on the back bar for view. You know, I think if you're not changing with the times, you're dying in the times. And, you know, we know that tequila and agave is hot right now. And we also all have, you know, I love cocktails. I'm known for cocktails. I really, truly enjoy, you know, concepting them and coming up with them and perfecting them. I don't drink cocktails. The only cocktail I'll drink from occasion is a Negroni, but I like really shitty beer and really great tequila. You know, that's my drink of choice. You know, I got the pleasure of going to Reserve 101 the other day, and I was like, hey, we'll get you a cocktail. And I was like, I'm gonna get this cocktail. Nobody tell anybody I'm drinking this cocktail. I should be here just drinking whiskey and of course. But you know what I mean? That is what it is. And yeah, man, we love well-made spirits. But you know, also like, hey, do we have Casamigos in the house? Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, we want everybody to feel comfortable. You can come in here and order a vodka soda and not be judged. Honestly, it's my favorite drink that the bar makes is a vodka soda. You know what I mean? It's quick, it's easy, it's consistent, and super profitable. But also, you know, try something else that we get. And, you know, being a neighborhood bar, we got to be everything for everybody at all times.
All right. And then I gotta ask you about the food menu, because I think you called it good for you, bad food when we talked originally.
Yeah.
Sliders, wings. I mean, just talk about kind of what you've got going on the food side.
Yeah. So, you know, the founding partners with me, Brandon and Zane Hunt, they are from Detroit. They founded Via 313 Pizza. Mm-hmm. And they always kind of wanted to do a really cheap slider and a Coney dog spot. But being as the way how everything works, that's really hard to pull off just doing that out of a food trailer and being successful. So we needed a bar to fuel those bad decisions on food. You know, me being from Buffalo, I said, I would love to have this Detroit style food trailer at the original one. And now we actually have a kitchen here. We want to have that, but I need to have wings as well, because being, you know, any self-respecting guy from Buffalo, you know, we have to have wings. So we added wings into the mix and it's been really, really good. You know, it's again, sliders, Coney dogs, wings, fries, tots. That's about 80% of our stuff. We also have some really good sandwiches. Ryan, our kitchen manager here, is going to have a specialty menu once the Florida room pops out. We're thinking definitely a Cubano for sure. Possibly like a fish dip, a nice little charcuterie plate. Not high end, but just something different.
Carol, I mean, tell me kind of what are some of your favorites on the menu? I mean, when people walk up and they're trying to decide about this cocktail or that cocktail, how do you kind of guide them?
A shot of tequila. Yeah. Or a shot of Malort. Typically I try to go for that. Typically most of us try to figure out their color palette. Tober has created a very beautiful menu where every kind of flavor. So if you like, I like bitter. So I'll tell people to get a deeper in, but I like grapefruit and I like bitter. Some people really like the sweet ones. Our pineapple Mai Tais, we have to refill our batch so fast. They're delicious. They're sweet. They're easy to go down. And they smell great. You got this big thing of mint on top. Yeah, normally I just tell people to get a shot of tequila and don't think about the regret in the morning.
What about the food? What are people kind of gravitating towards?
Cheese curds.
Yeah,
I love our cheese curds.
We sell a lot of cheese curds.
We sell a lot of cheese curds. Cheese curds, our pizza logs are very popular here. The sliders is one of the best things you can grab. Our sliders are amazing. And normally people think of a slider as, you know, like White Castle, just a thin little patty. No, we've got these two patties stacked up. The cheese is melted perfect. It's so good. And 99 cent wing night, Monday.
I mean, the other thing about Nickel City that's kind of unusual is that you're open from noon to 2 a.m. every day.
Every day.
Yes. And food all the way through.
All the way.
So, Carol, I mean, what's it like? I mean, are people coming to you at 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I mean, Do
Our
people?
lunches have been wild. I mean, we've had like a lunch where it was pretty quiet. Every other lunch, I mean, right at 1 to 2 is when people start coming in. At noon, we've had people in the door. We have people up until 2 o'clock every day. We have a great area where we have a couple other industry, and we do love industry, and they come in, and that's one of my favorite things to do is they come in. You know, it's 1:45. I know they want food.
That's always been kind of our thing too, is like taking care of the industry. We know Tiny Champions right down the street, they close at 11 o'clock. They're not getting out of there till 12:31. So they know they can walk down the street, grab some meat, grab a beer, feel awesome, you know what I mean, and just, celebrate the day.
All right, and then for remote workers, you have Wi-Fi for people?
Absolutely. That's that we have Wi-Fi and plugins under the bar. We know our crowd for sure.
Yeah, because nothing says productive Tuesday afternoon like a couple sliders and a high life.
Hey, listen, you get a lot of work done on this patio. I really think so. You know, we got a plug out on the patio, and this has been my office for the last couple of days.
And then tell me a little bit about programming. I know, Carol just mentioned wing nights on Monday, but I mean, are you doing steak night? Are you doing trivia? Or what kind of specials are you running?
Yeah, so standard throughout all the Nickel Cities, Mondays is 99-cent wing night, Tuesdays is 2-for-1 slider night. We have a steak night once a month on a Thursday, where you get steak, fries, and an old fashioned for 1995, which is pretty much unheard of. We also have a taco basket night where we just do like mom's tacos, the crispy boys. We're not trying to be authentic by any means. It's just like your mom made them, and then he comes with a margarita or a paloma as well for $14.95. So that's good. Those are what we do standard at all the Nickels. But here we're looking at some Houston specific programming. Obviously, we're right down the street from the Houston Astros Stadium, so we're going to have 99-cent highball on the day of that. So you come in a Houston Astros gear, or you have a ticket, you get a 99-cent highball to either start or end your evening. You roll through. We're looking at doing we have a very talented kitchen staff here, so we're looking at adding a drag brunch once a month, which I think would be fantastic, especially in the East End, and do a little bit of Nickel City style brunch. I see my kitchen managers in my earshot, so Waffle House hash browns are a must of some type. Yeah, no problem. But yeah, we're looking at the area and seeing what we need. You know what I mean? Like we do those on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. We have 20% off all 2 ounce pours of whiskey, and we do a feature in LTO every Wednesday. And yes, it's 20% off 2 ounces of allocated whiskey. If we have it on the back bar, we're not going to say, oh, you can have this, but you can't have that. Hey, if you want to pay, $150 for a 2 ounce pour of allocated, we'll take 25% off it, no problem.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was sort of looking at the back bar when I went there, and I was like, ooh, like Van Winkle Rye? Like Old Forester birthday bourbon?
2 years,
I'm sorry?
2022 and 2023. Yeah,
So
we got them all.
I deserve a treat every now and then. I've earned a little reward. Like I'll pay $100 for 2 ounces of that, especially if it's 25% off, right? Like not all the time, but every now and then. And just knowing that I can makes it like that much easier to give myself permission to do it, frankly.
Yeah. And you do bring up a good point, Eric. That's very, very important with Nickel City and my bars that I do. I do want that line cook or whatever coming in. We'll have a beer and a shot for $7, and then being able to get a double slider, and he's out the door for under $20. But I also want him sitting next to some energy exec that's drinking $300 for a whiskey, and we're sitting next to each other talking and having a great time because we're both in this space at the same time, and they're both enjoying it. How they would enjoy it, which is amazing.
The one other thing I want to ask you about the bar is the Florida Room, which is kind of your rum bar. I know it's not quite ready yet, but just tell me a little bit about how you decided, because I know you've got the Mezcal bar or the Agave bar in Fort Worth, sort of how you decided that of all the things, Houston was going to be not just rum, but kind of Miami Vice 80s plus rum.
Yeah, so I'm a huge rum fan. This is my way to dip my toe into a tropical theme bar without actually committing to it. I hate large spaces. Nickel City, Houston, as you've seen, is a very large space. The actual wall that the bar is on is a false wall. We built that wall here to separate the space. So we have this amazing patio that we cut, you know, huge, gigantic holes in the side of the wall so you can have a covered patio. And there was just this extra space, and we already added the kitchen and door. And I just like, man, I just want to do a tropical bar. We did this, you know, during the pandemic, we did this, basically, we called it the Nickel City Miami Vice pop-up, where we just did frozens to go and tropical themed cocktails. And it just really, really hit. And, you know, doing my research, Houston's actually one of the top three rums, drinkers of rum in the United States. There's just an affinity for rum here, and I think that's amazing. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting that going. It's going to be fun, fun first most by far, and it's going to be trashy, kind of like Florida Keys style cocktails. So, you know, don't think strawberry daiquiri, think rum runner. You know, we have our version of a pina colada, and if you combine both of them, it's a pain in the ass. That's a Florida Keys drink for sure. And you know, the thing about Nickel's, it's such an established brand at this point, and I'm blessed to say that, you know, when you go to Nickel, you expect certain things. This is a way for me to kind of ignite my creative juices and have a little fun, but it doesn't have to be so, hey, you know, that I know that Irish coffee ain't ever going away. I'm totally fine with that. We sell a ton of it, and I'm happy for it. But, you know, what if I was able to do just a rum menu, or just have, you know, like we're working on large, fun, large format serves. You know, we're talking about doing a shot palm tree at a certain point in time, where you order 3 to 8 shots and it gets delivered in a shot palm tree and dropped off to you. And, you know, think flamingos. We're going all in on the flamingos. You know, and just having fun. It's like, you know, if the Golden Girls met Miami Vice, is the best way to sum it up, I think.
A lot of pastels.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned kind of Nickel City has an established identity. And I will say, you know, I think there's been some kind of, I think there's been some sort of cross-pollination back and forth from Houston to Austin, because I do feel like Nickel City maybe owes at least a spiritual debt to maybe Grand Prize. And then I look at bars in Houston, sure, like Monkey's Tail and Easy's Liquor Lounge, and I think, oh, that's kind of a Houston, you know, they clearly went to Nickel.
So, yeah. Oh, Matt Tanner definitely went to Nickel. And I love Easy's and I love Monkey's Tail and all that. And you're 100% right. Like, we're in agreement. There's this little cross-pollination. And, you know, there's a reason I came to Houston and not Dallas. I'm, you know, nothing against Dallas, but I just, I feel invigorated out here. I've said it before, this is one of the top food and drinking cities in not just the United States, the world. And it is super humbling to be here and being surrounded by so many great bars, so many inspirations out there, you know, and it makes me happy that I've accidentally ran into Justin Yu 2 or 3 times in my bar, and Bobby Hugo a couple times and stuff like that. And, you know, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I know Justin's a Nickel fan. He and I sort of talked about that privately. I mean, I know his girlfriend Allie is a big Nickel fan, so they were very excited that you're here. Carol, I mean, obviously you've worked in the service industry, you know people. I mean, what's the crowd been like? I mean, who's kind of making their way to you? Because I mean, I know for friends and family, it was like, you know, half the cool bartenders in Houston were there. I mean, I felt like I knew like half the people in the room that night.
Honestly, they've all been making their way here. Everything from all the bigwig reps down to your local reps. I've had a couple of bartenders from the Heights area come out. The Easy's Liquor Crew, or the Easy Liquor Lounge, their crew came in. We've had Grand Prize in here. We've had Reserve 101. It's been everywhere. I mean, to be fair, I mean, we've been waiting on this bar to open up. So has most of Houston. And I mean, once we opened up and we figured it out, we all went out to the bars and just sold them, and they've all been in. I mean, I've had the people from my old stomping grounds, my job, that fine dining crew, they've been in here. They come in here, grab a beer for me, which is cool for me. Montrose area is in here. It's great. Some of the bartenders from Rudyard's came in, saw me. That was fun. So it's really nice to be served, being able to serve the people that have been serving me throughout all these bars.
I mean, you're only a couple of weeks in. I mean, tell me about kind of what your goals are as you kind of establish yourself. I mean, where do you want to be a month from now or 6 months from now as Nickel City kind of establishes itself?
I mean, the goal is to always be the bar. That's going to be the trajectory. Honestly, we love service industry. We're very happy to be having all these people in here. I want to start expanding outside of just this East downtown. We already have so many neighborhood people in here. It is amazing every time you come in here and you talk to somebody at the bar and they're like, we live right two blocks away. We walk here. I mean, we've got the neighborhood bar unlocked. Now it's time to expand out of this neighborhood and start getting all the other areas. The one area I really want to start getting in here is the Galleria, because those are some of the bartenders I haven't seen. So I got to get them in here. But I mean, we're going to be the bar. I want to, like, my goal is, we asked all of these bartenders when we were interviewing them, like, give me your top three bars. And I mean, of course, I mean, Grand Prize was one of the main ones. Easy is one of the main ones. I want to be, when you go somewhere and you ask, what are your top three bars? I want Nickel City to be the first thing out of people's mouth.
Travis, how about you? How will you know? Like, what's your standard by which you'll feel like Nickel is establishing itself in Houston? Sales are obvious, but
maybe for
more
sure.
Spiritual.
Yeah, more spiritual. Like, honestly, just to become seamlessly part of just not the East End neighborhood, but of Houston. We want to be good partners to the city. We want to be, you know, brand ambassadors of Houston. We want people to know, you know, hey, those people work at Nickel City. They come in and they're not assholes and they're fucking great. You know what I mean? And like, you should go check them out at their bar. We want to seamlessly be part of Houston. We're not here to bring, you know, Austin attitude or Fort Worth attitude. You know, that's always been top of mind to me. You know, we're here as, you know, ambassadors of Texas, and we want to give back to this community. We're going to have constant charity stuff with local charities. You know, all of our, you know, most of our drafts are all local beers. We want to seamlessly connect, not with just Houston, but, like, you know, all of Houston, honestly. Like, this is, you know, we want everybody to roll through the doors. And it's so great, like, when you walk through the door, you know, and Nickel City kind of started out, like, I hated where, like, oh, you like cocktails, you need to go to this bar. Oh, you like wine, you need to go to this bar. Oh, you like, you know, this. Why can't we all just hang out? You know what I mean? And you know, I think in the world today, we kind of learn if we all just sit down and hang out at the same place, we're all more alike than we are different. You know, at least I like to think that way. And, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And we want Nickel City to bring Houston together, you know, and just be good neighbors of Houston.
All right. The one last thing I want to ask you about is, I know you've got a couple other concepts, right? Like, there's a bar in Lockhart, right? Old Pal.
Yep. Yeah. There's two out there. There's Old Pal, which is a fried chicken honky tonk that we have out there with live music Thursday through Sunday. And then there's Best Little Wine and Books. That is a wine bottle shop and wine bar with, we just built a pokey restaurant in the back. Our mythology behind that was, well, it is Lockhart, and there's a lot of barbecue, tacos, and burgers. Why not just have some kind of raw fish type of situation? And the reaction has been really good. I have the Down and Out up in Fort Worth, which is your grandpa's living room, you know, dive bar. That is a dive bar for sure. You know, wood paneled walls, very small, very tiny, you know, quote unquote cocktail list, more of a drink list. A little bit more trashy. You know, our signature cocktail is the Mountain Dew Margarita, which, you know, gives you, you know, I think, you know, I think, and when I drink a margarita, I'm like, this would be great, you know, just a little bit of Mountain Dew. So we, you know, instead of using agave, we use Mountain Dew syrup in it, and it comes out great. It just gives you that, you know, little trashy, trashy feeling. I just opened up Murray's Tavern in Austin, which is my ode to New York City. You know, I truly do. New York City is one of the great, not just cocktail bars, but like bars. Like PJ Clark's to me is amazing. You know, it should be in the definition of bars. If you look up a bar in the dictionary, it should have a picture of PJ Clark's. So, you know, we just opened up that. That's been going very, very well. And Uncle Nicky's, which is, you know, I'm a small part of that. And you know, I do the beverages for them. That's our Amaro Italian deli that, you know, kind of focuses on three cocktails: Spritz, the Negroni, and the Espresso Martini. That's, you know, we just do variations of that. And then, of course, Amaro.
Right. So obviously, you know, Houston's a big city. I mean, I know you just opened in Nickel City, but do you envision doing multiple concepts here? Would you do a Murray's here? Would you do a wine bar? I mean, what do you have in mind?
I would love to do a Murray's here. It's already it's high priority on our list. You know, again, cute. I mean, the fourth largest city in the United States. So many different, you know, so many different, you know, areas and stuff like that. Would I do a Murray's in the East End? Probably not. But, you know, there is, you know, it, maybe it's Montrose. Maybe it's a Galleria concept or, you know, City Center or something like that. I do think Murray's would do amazing here. And I do look forward to hopefully bringing that here.
That's good news. Yeah, there's not really a lot of bars in the Galleria. Like, there's a lot of restaurants. And then, like, I was thinking about, like, Conservatory, this food hall that just opened up a few weeks ago. They're open till 1 a.m. with a bar. It's like, if I were a service worker getting off, you know, at like 10, 11 o'clock, I think that might be my spot. I could get something cheap to eat and a cocktail without, like, driving halfway into Montrose or the Heights.
There's definitely not a lot of bars in the Galleria. It is all restaurants. You got Ducky McSweeney's out there.
That's true. Yeah, I shouldn't disrespect. I shouldn't be so disrespectful of Mike and his crew at Ducky McSweeney's, because that's a cool little spot that they've opened up over there.
They'll stay open till 2.
That's a good point.
That's really pretty much all that's out there, though.
Right. So there's an opportunity. Is all I'm saying. Like, the real estate's pricey, and that's probably a big challenge for bar owners, but there's also opportunity.
That's right. I love it. Like I said, I love all Houston, man. I think it's a fantastic, amazing, magical city.
Well, I have to say, that does bring me to the end of my questions. Is there anything I haven't asked either one of you about that you would like to discuss?
Just for me, I'm just, like I said, thrilled to be in Houston. Love to grow the continuing support. Very famous whiskey brand ambassador just walked in. I love being this. I love being here, man. I'm just so excited. Honestly, the support we've gotten and the people rolling through has been tremendous and above my expectations. And hopefully we meet everybody's expectations.
Carol, how about you? Any last words?
I'm just really excited to be here. I feel like my bar manager and I, Fern, very talented. And I think we put together a really good team. I mean, we're definitely going to be a family. We are all thirsty, hungry, and excited to finally be open, you know, months later.
All right. Well, before I let you go, we have to play the lightning round. 5 easy questions, 5 short answers. Just say the first thing that comes to mind. Carol, I'll start with you. What is your favorite ingredient?
Tequila.
Travis, how about you?
Avocado.
Travis, what is the first band you ever saw in concert?
Weezer.
Carol, how about you?
Cinderella.
Nice. Oh, that's way cooler than mine.
Carol, what is your fast food guilty pleasure? It has to come from a restaurant with a drive-thru.
Oh, hangover food, McDonald's quarter pounder, no onions, and a Coke.
Travis, Classic. How about you?
In-N-Out, double-double, animal style.
Travis, I usually ask people for their favorite Houston sports figure, past or present, but since you're from Buffalo, I'm just going to ask you, is Sean McDermott the guy? Is he going to get the Bills over the top, or do they need to move on?
No, he's the guy. We're going to get there. Josh Allen doesn't – we've lost a lot of players, but, you know, I truly think we're going to get there in the next 2 to 3 years. This is the closest we've ever been. I think we've been – even though we haven't played in the Super Bowl, I think this team is better than the mid-90s Bills.
Carol, I know you're new to town. Do you have a favorite athlete, any sport, any city?
Not from here, but I am an Astros fan, and I have been since I'm from Fort Worth. I've been an Astros fan for years, so –
fair enough.
I brought an Astros ball here. Non-negotiable.
All right. And then finally, Carol, when you order a pizza, what are your go-to toppings?
Enough cheese that my stomach is going to kill me later, and jalapenos and pepperoni, and like a lot of cheese. Think about the normal amount of cheese and then twice that.
And then double that.
Yes.
Travis, how about you?
I'm a double pepperoni extra bag, like just make it a little bit crispier than you usually do. And add double pepperoni. I just want to see all the pepperoni and cup and char on top.
And then add some cheese.
give us the website and the social media for Nickel City. How can people stay in touch with you?
We are all combined. All 3 Nickels are under Nickel City Bar under Instagram. And then Nickel City Bar TX is our website. And the Houston website went live tonight, too. So it's all under one.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. This means a lot, Eric. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Eric Sandler. Keep it locked on culturemap.com for all the latest Houston bar and restaurant news. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week.